Here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. The pandemic has killed more than 805,000 people, according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University Sunday. More than 23 million cases have been registered in 196 countries and territories. The United States has recorded the most deaths with over 176,000, followed by Brazil with over 114,000, Mexico with more than 60,000, India with more than 56,000, and the United Kingdom, meaning Britain, with more than 41,000 fatalities. India's confirmed cases crossed the 3 million mark with nearly 70,000 new infections as the disease continues to surge in this world's second most populous nation. And after largely bringing its outbreak under control, South Korea returns to tightening curbs to try to contain a new growing cluster of cases. The chief of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned the situation is very grave and serious as we are on the brink of a nationwide pandemic. Nightclubs and beaches have now been closed. There are tight restrictions on large religious services, and face masks will be mandatory in Seoul's public areas. Rohingya and Myanmar's conflict-racked Rakhine State expressed fears of an outbreak reaching their overcrowded camps, where nearly 130,000 people live after a spate of infections sent the state capital into lockdown. And police in Peru say at least 13 people suffocated to death in a crush during a raid on a nightclub in the capital Lima, where a party of around 140 people was being held despite a ban on such gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is due in Jerusalem Monday to start a tour focused on Israel's normalizing of ties with the UAE and pushing other nations to follow suit. After meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Pompeo is set to visit senior figures in Sudan, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, the State Department said Sunday. Israel had previously only signed peace treaties with Egypt and Jordan, two neighbors with which it had technically been at war, unlike the United Arab Emirates. Following the U.S.-sponsored deal announced on August 13th, the new partners say they want to promote trade, especially the sale of Emirati oil to Israel and Israeli technology to the Emirates, as well as boosting tourism by establishing direct air links. The announcement of the Israeli-Emirati pact sparked huge speculation on who might be next, with frequent mentions of Bahrain and Sudan, which is turning its back on the Omar al-Bashir era. Israel remains technically at war with Sudan, which for years supported hardline Islamist forces. Kabul's police chief has been fired, the Afghan Interior Ministry said Sunday, following a mortar attack that hit the presidential palace last week and an uptick in small-scale bombings in the nation's capital. Government officials say the chief, who oversaw security in Kabul and surrounding districts, and at least two other mid-ranking security officials were let go over the recent rise in insecurity in the capital. During Independence Day celebrations on Tuesday, at least three people were killed and 19 injured after more than a dozen mortars were fired at the city's heavily fortified Green Zone, home to a number of foreign embassies, along with high-profile government installations. The palace was hit, and several members of the president's elite security detail were among the injured. The attack came as the city has been rocked by a series of attacks using sticky bombs, homemade devices attached to vehicles with magnets that are regularly used to target security forces. The Interior Ministry blames the Taliban, though that group hasn't claimed responsibility. A ministry spokesman said that more than 100 improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, including sticky bombs, had been detonated across Afghanistan in the past 2 weeks. And Republicans will aim to recast the story of Donald Trump's presidency when they hold their national convention this week, featuring speakers drawn from everyday life as well as cable news and the White House, while drawing a stark contrast with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Planners say they will put forward a more positive convention than the Democrats just did in their convention, which closed last week. For more on this, please visit our website. I'm Laurel Bowman, via remote for VOA News.
VOA 1.